Hey guys, it's Tor. So it turns out that there's a bunch of guys that watch us while we're saving the world and adventuring and not doing things for ourselves and making a profit. It's kind of creepy because they sit around and talk about what we did and then they judge us. You know, listen to them for yourselves. Let us know what you think. And hopefully you also find it creepy.
Otherwise, we'll just do it over.
It's just Kevin and Ben crying for 15 minutes.
And me.
I have so many clients. Banana. Oh my God.
This is what it's like.
Kyle's tires are mysteriously slashed.
I don't remember not having tires.
Mysteriously slashed. It literally says Ben was here. The
and then the front Four tires have shit.
Also Kev.
Oh my God.
Yeah, me too. By the way, this was from Kev. Say bye.
What?
I said it the other time. Says, yeah, also me. Oh, by the way, this was Kev. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Bye. Slash.
PPS, so, let's hang
can
out.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Should we start with?
We already were recording.
Ooh.
So this is a behind the scenes. So Ben and Kevin, what are you going to do with the rest of your afternoon?
Oh, Ben and Kevin.
Go for a nice lunch and,
you know.
It's kind of freeing.
Early.
Yeah. I think we owe ourselves a nice treat.
Yeah. It's actually time for me and Ben's spin-off.
Oh. Chip and Doc.
Dead in the afterlife.
So wait, in the perfect strangers dynamic, which one of you is Balky and which one of you...
If you have
Shep
to ask.
Shep is Balky.
Yeah. Shep's clearly Balky.
Well, I imagine at Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, we're going to fight death in Battleship and you'll see, Twister. Yeah. And
you just lost on the Battleship.
I guess so.
We made a lot of jokes, you guys, about somebody dying, but...
Who was joking?
It was mostly butt jokes.
Honestly.
It was mostly butt jokes, but in the coming weeks, we've joked a lot, and I was not emotionally prepared to lose.
The pressure's off, though. Kyle finally killed, not one, but two of us.
No half measures.
Oh, no, he's gotten a taste for blood. No?
He's going to run faster, but...
Luckily, Kyle's behind the table, so we can't see his... DM erection. For murdering.
The table does look
his
like
direction.
It's a little higher.
His erection, he said. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, wow, yeah. Fucking unbelievable. Yeah.
I had so much sexual tension with Nock, and it will never come to pass.
There's a plant still. You got a chance.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have to say, so everybody knows, I did not expect this battle to start with everybody as badly off as you were. I thought you were going to get out of the Draconian battle and be on the ship with more health. Because of that, I tuned it down last night.
Really? That was insane.
There were more waves.
Damn it.
I cut two waves out and reduced the number of Draconians because originally I was going to have a full squad of five again.
I didn't take any damage. I thought it was the right number of things.
Well, at the very beginning... Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
Sorry. I do number comparisons on things, and so I got it in line. This was still very hard.
No shit.
she said.
But before it was impossible. Before it was a total party wipe, no doubt.
Yeah.
And so I tuned it down, and I thought maybe one. I did think maybe somebody would go. I was not prepared for two.
You overestimated us.
Yeah. Now I feel bad because when Kevin was like, we should heal up, I'm down. I kept being like, I should do a mass healing word, and then we just kept moving, and it never happened.
It wouldn't have made the difference, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the damage was too great.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but the biggest issue you guys had was you broke rule number one.
Yeah, we split.
Split the party.
I went downstairs.
Everybody,
fix the water.
Don't take it all on yourself. Everybody,
no, make
I killed
feel bad.
Both of you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm pretty sure I hurt myself.
In every way we look at this, it is Lauren's
very
fault.
Clear.
Yeah.
This was Lauren's
this
fault.
Was absolutely
not Leech's fault.
my Twitter post from now on will just be me with crying face.
I killed my friend.
I killed my friend.
So do you get one or two teardrop tattoos for that?
Two.
One per kill.
Yeah,
one per
kill.
Yeah.
Okay.
And an extra one.
Pressure's off,
Leech.
Pressure's off.
When I made this character, I knew that he was probably my first character that was going to just die in a campaign like this.
Yeah, you actually said that to me. You said, I fully expect Nock to die. I guess it's behind the screen. Hi, daughter.
Hi, little daughter.
Thump, thump, thump.
You said to me, I fully expect Nock to die because he is sacrificial. He is a protector. Yep. He is somebody who will give everything for his comrades. And when I was looking at the numbers last night, you were... who I expected to die on that basis. Because I was like, oh, whoever's going to take the brunt, you're going to jump in front. And you did.
See, yep. Lauren,
so kudos to you for
did you hear what
character.
He just said?
Thank you.
It was your fault.
It was all my fault. Lauren's fault.
No. He said he looked at the numbers and he was like, Lauren's going to take two of these people out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess similarly, Shep was part of Spoof. That's the Scout Protector. Yeah. So there
what does Spoof stand for again?
Scout Protectors, Order of Faerun. Because we're in the world of Faerun.
Right.
You don't need to know it anymore.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
I
have a parody of it.
He's still got a book.
Yeah.
I do like...
Evergreen's still around.
I'll say it is kind of a piece, and I do like our final acts. It was very in character, I think, for both of us.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm very kind of happy that Shep was able to get that message out, at least in the book. So thanks for granting
that. Yeah, that was awesome. That was a nice moment.
I wanted you each to have, like... something. Yeah. I didn't want anybody to just...
Yeah. I hope Shade's okay.
Shep sent out a message to everyone about helping to protect the chosen ones and not turned into a plant.
He doesn't have any messages.
Are
to
you
send.
Like he said sorry decomposed to me. A lot?
He's power.
Yeah, he said I dissolved into like
Earth,
ash
I think
and then
it
turned
was.
Into a plant.
So and then his plant grew. Yeah. So now he's just Groot.
He's... Don't if you've got like revivified.
No,
like,
I don't. So, I didn't even prepare it because I knew there was no point.
For the table, no one, including Ben, knew this. He was the chosen of Faerun. He was not a chosen of the gods. The planet itself had made him a chosen.
Who, Ben?
Nock.
Nock? Oh.
And Nock himself did not know that. There were subtle signs. I did a couple things for him, a couple things outside of the game even, to kind of give him hints towards it. But that was going to be a reveal at some point that won't be coming out.
Yeah,
well, I guess
you
failed.
I mean, he knew that the nature had been pushing him to be ready for something. So can you give us more details on what the signs were just as a refresher for everybody? Or?
There was a couple of attacks or whatever it was where he got like something extra happened. Now that you pointed out, I kind of remember.
I'll be honest, I can't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you might want to save it for future stuff. Anyway.
And for people to re-listen and try to find them yourself.
Yeah.
Find them.
But yeah. So,
I mean, honestly.
If you find all of them, write into us and you can get a paid Patreon subscription.
The bad guys know that.
No.
Okay.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, so you said you thought Ben was most likely, but even just going over the numbers before our session from the last time, I was the lowest hit points at that point, so I was pretty much fully expecting, because even just listening again, I'm like, things are really not going my way, and I kind of expected them to go that way.
Yeah. So your numbers were low, and you were very high in the consideration as well, but you were also a ranged fighter, and if you had gotten into the crow's nest, maybe everything would have been different.
Oh, yeah, so that's what rolling that one, climbing up the mast, was my first misstep.
Yeah.
It was literally a downfall.
Yes.
I also didn't know. I try not to watch your spells because I want to be surprised too. I know I've said that on air before. So I didn't know if the thing was going to start and, you know, VLX was going to be like, everybody's full health, or, you know, Nami was going to be like, here's a shield that gives everybody.
It would.
So, actually,
your ulterior motives are very obvious.
I have no ulterior motives.
God damn.
No one can say for sure who made us come into this battle.
All I know is it wasn't Leech.
I was having a dysfunctional family reunion.
So, wait, actually, question though, because maybe I kind of sensed the death coming. That's why I unloaded all the artifacts like I had on Shep's person. Yeah. The egg became the griffin. What was the vial of unknown liquid supposed to do? Because I was saved, thankfully, for 12 more seconds by Lauren's heroic moment. But
so it was a random roll,
okay,
as to what it was going to be.
And I got a 7. What is that gonna?
Let's just say not good.
Okay.
So you were going to do more damage to your griffin than good. That was kind of why I was like, does anyone help? Because if by using it, she turned your griffin into something very useful. By not using it, the griffin wouldn't have died, but would have been
still a baby.
Yeah, severely hurt.
Very hurt baby.
And I was worried that that would then become your priority. So,
I mean, I was taking gambles at that point. I was like, I hope it's a giant potion.
I feel like Nock got to do everything that he needed to do. I got to do all the cool sword attack and shield attack things that he had built in. Like nothing is left on the table for him except obviously being a chosen. Obviously,
would have been
interesting to see how that would have turned out.
I just realized now I should have had Glory say goodbye to you as you passed.
Okay, Glory's still in the game.
Yeah, but
he's already dead. He was, and I even said he was.
I can. I
know. He wants the rhyme.
It's fine. I even said he was.
What would it have
for
sounded
glory.
Like?
I don't know.
Do.
There he go.
It was Lauren's fault.
There
don't
go.
Don't those. Rub in the salt.
I don't mean to put insert.
What?
How
does that stroke?
Wound, salt, something. I don't know. I'm out.
It might just be something like I've lost another one. I
mean, yeah. Another one buzzed.
I kind of wanted you to like have your mentality thrown into the sword and then
well,
just.
Well, I even specifically said
it.
I was reaching for it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad.
I'll be honest.
And I didn't actually touch it, though.
Oh, okay.
So
Ben, I'm actually, fault. And I'm curious because this is actually, I think, the first time playing D&D that I've actually had a character like fully die. Because mm-hmm. we've also. All the other campaigns we've never played long
we've never
enough
made one this
to
long.
Get to that
right.
point. Or, like, you know, it's been lower levels, so we've gotten to this dangerous point. But, like, I mean, how about you? First time, like,
okay.
actually full on.
That I can think of, yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of a new experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough.
But you get over it.
We knew it was coming. And
yeah.
honestly, I'm,
I wouldn't know.
I'm.
Are you guys going to go get Mike Tyson face tattoos with your character
no.
name?
Yeah, man. Chef for
one
Eva.
Half of Ben's face is going
to
be
the tall. Number four and Eva.
So
and
I was expecting court under it Shep, but Shep has like a cross there.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep a running tally. It's going to be a sleeve by the end of this.
It's, we're going to see them in the finale when they come back as ghosts.
Yeah. Maybe we'll actually talk to them.
No, I'm going to change some notes here real quick.
I'm honestly excited for the new character, I think.
Me too.
It's bittersweet.
Yeah, the truth is I actually like both of your Max characters, so I was like, gunning for you guys, like.
No, okay.
Wait a second!
I knew their characters so good.
You know what? Their new characters are so great.
Who's there?
They're dead.
I paid the rest of the team to go down early into the ship so that I could get you two alone.
Man,
I mean, it is kind of comforting because I'm like, you know, I am kind of looking forward to playing the new character
yeah.
I made. So
that's part of the fun of the game, getting some new characters and perspectives in, and
fine.
it'll be good.
Well,
we just
a...
never got that dance with the VLX.
Damn it.
Oh,
I wanted
no.
to seduce Nox so bad.
You know what? Let's roll it right here. Let's see if that would have panned out.
Oh my god, what are we rolling for?
Charisma?
Seduction.
Oh,
oh she
okay.
would have had to have rolled. Nox was into it.
All right. Boom.
Oh, I love you so much,
man,
Nox.
This is like end of Captain America First Avenger when he's going down. He's like,
yeah.
I'm sorry we couldn't have that dance.
Well, I guess we know who's taking glory hole after this is all.
It's not...
No, I tried to touch it.
The sword is glory.
All right, we knew he was getting all the glory after this.
There you go.
I tried to hold it, and it zapped me.
It did zap you.
Yeah, but
it doesn't like it.
It's like...
It's
well,
jealous.
So did you find that... This sounds weird, but the way Kyle described your deaths, was that happy? Was that good?
Yeah,
oh, sure. I mean, I knew he was going to go down swinging. He did. He went down protecting somebody.
I think it's kind of cute, because you guys always had... I mean,
a will they, won't they, Sam and
Dean? A will they, won't they,
Sam
die
Diane.
Together?
Just a will they, won't they, Sam
no,
and Dean?
Is Chef about to shoot me in the back again?
Yeah, you
I never
guys
got
always
it between...
had a hilarious. Did you say it? You never got it between?
I never
us?
Got it between the two of you, but these, but Shep and Nock.
Yeah,
the
he
sparks
was
were
them.
Flying.
We're shepping them.
Shipping them.
Oh, shepping them! I love it.
And
their
ship name is
they
called
did.
Shock.
Oh, Shock.
What
I like that.
The Shocker.
Obviously, Nock would have been happier if Shep made it out after doing that.
Yeah.
But
sorry.
Just think it was sweet that you guys, you know, you guys always were
dying
on each other. So you died on top of each other.
No, and I think it was very, you know, shocking that Shep would wake up and see, oh, there goes Nock. He just saved me. Oh, crap. And then, well, then he died.
But then you
that,
got your
so.
Chance to write in your book. And
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a buddy comedy spinoff now, along with Monkey and Goat. It's going to be the Shade and the Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Please take care of Shade, guys. And Para Griffin Took.
I just want the world to know, Kevin just said that with, like, his heart in his eyes. He literally had, like, a really sad
Listen,
look
man,
on his face.
I only get sad when dogs die in movies.
No, don't. Dude, I've had... my ranger character with my long campaign, my little blood drinker, the miniature bear, if that thing dies, you guys saw me weeping today, I'll have to be institutionalized.
You're nothing to this bear.
That's fair. Oh, no. Fuzzy animals are so much better than humans.
I've had that stupid thing that serves no purpose for years, and I would
die for it.
And
I love it more than both of you.
Yeah. Fuck you guys, I love my bear.
I just heard about it, and I love it more than me.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'm sad chapsticking.
We'll
put that on a shirt.
Look, you saw it. You saw that the 60s video in school about sad chapping. All right, you're not supposed to do
I'm
it.
Not
it's bad
to
for
do
you.
It. It's bad.
All right, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean we can
go ahead.
Like on like the whole rain thing coming back. Uh-huh. Yeah. We didn't touch about anything else. Oh, actually,
you know what? That's overshadowed everything.
That's true.
It should have. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I also want to know, I want to talk about your dad. Yeah. You got some daddy issues going on, which we're curious about.
What do you want to do now and versus in-game?
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, I think we save some of it for in-game, and then when we get a little more info, we can visit in that behind the screen. For you lovely Patreon subscribers. Ding!